Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Thank you, Steve. It is Dean Richards filling in for John today on WGN. RoCon's coming up at 3. We've got things going on for the weekend, the kind of things that I cover on my Sunday morning show here on WGN Radio, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Every week, and, of course, on the WGN TV morning news as well. But today, I wanted to talk about something that affects most of us, and especially at this time of the day. On a Friday, people are trying to get out of the office. They're getting into their cars. They're headed out onto the expressways and tollways and getting out in traffic. And more, I think traffic is changing greatly. I notice it all the time, and I'm not 100% sure why that's happening, but it does seem like it's changing. And there are greater threats, I think, to safety for a variety of reasons on the highways right now. Somebody who is very keenly watching that same idea is Illinois Department of Transportation Secretary Randy Blankenhorn, who is in studio with us right now. Welcome. Nice to have you with us here on WGN.
Thanks, Dean. It's great to be here.
So you have there's a big summit that IDOT is putting on next week to examine many of the exact same things I was just talking about of safety issues that are changing now. I mean, it's more than just somebody's speeding or somebody's not, you know, the fender bender, or, you know, those kinds of things that were common problems on the highways before, right?
It is. We are seeing a significant increase in fatalities and serious accidents on our highways, and we've got to stop that. We've got to find a new way to look at it, and this summit is bringing different people together to talk about what's happening out there, what the potential solutions are. For 2 years in a row, we've had 1,000 or more traffic deaths on our highways, and that's just way too many.
Are the number of vehicles that are on the roadways right now significantly higher than they were? It seems like it to me, just my completely uneducated, frustrated because I'm stuck in traffic eye.
Yeah, they are up a little bit. They're not up as much as you would think, but as the economy grows, so does travel, to be honest, and as we see jobs grow. But we are up a little bit, and I think that's what you're seeing in congestion and frustration.
But that's not the cause of, not necessarily the only cause of safety issues, right?
No, and I don't think it's even the primary cause. I think the primary cause, honestly, is people are driving distractedly. They're on their phones, they're texting.
I'm sorry, were you saying something? I was texting just then.
Exactly. While you're exactly.
That you see that, I was at a body and fender shop a couple of years ago, something like that. I was in a non-cell phone-related accident. Had nothing to do in my defense. But I was talking with the owner of the shop, B&L Auto on North Kedzie. They're great. But he said, yes, as long as people are staying on their phones, I'm going to stay in business. Because it's exactly what you're saying, that people are distracted while they're driving now.
You know, as I drive around this state and I see people on their phones and passing me, and I'll beep at them and, you know, pick my phone up and put it to my ear, and they'll give me a dirty look.
Right.
Because they really don't think they're doing anything wrong.
Right.
They don't see that the problem they're causing, and they're not seeing the consequences of what happens out there.
Yeah. Is that the main cause now? Because also road rage seems to be at an all-time high.
There is. We're seeing more of that on our expressways than we have in the past. We're seeing significant work zone crashes where we have construction happening. These are all issues. But if we pay attention, almost all of these crashes are avoidable. We just have to pay attention to what we're doing.
Who are you bringing in? This summit is going to be recorded, and people will be able to watch it on the web. But you're bringing experts, not just people from within IDOT to examine this, but you're bringing in lots of different people from lots of different places to bring lots of different ideas into the equation.
Absolutely. You know, 1,000 deaths any other place would be a health crisis, right? And so we're trying to look at it that way. We're bringing in our departments of public health. We're bringing in state police, local law enforcement, communications professionals that talk about how do we get this message to the public. Different approaches from different ideas, and that's what this summit is for, is to really talk about how are we going to solve this problem, how are we going to get the public to understand that they have a responsibility to drive safely.
Yeah. How do you think we begin to solve the problem of distracted driving. And it's mostly cell phones. But, I see people putting on their eye makeup while they're driving, reading the newspaper while they're driving. Yeah. I've seen people eating. That's a huge thing I see. People are busy, having breakfast or lunch or whatever while they should be paying attention to the road.
Yeah, and you see all that. And honestly, Dean, for the first time yesterday, as I was walking home, I saw a guy with his laptop perched on his dash.
No way.
As he was driving down the street. It's not just phones. It's all of those things. Yeah. But it is, I think, the biggest issue that we're facing right now is how do we get people to avoid that?
How do you get people to stop?
I think there's a number of ways. We've tried on our overhead message signs as you're driving down the expressway. Right. Now, it used to just tell you how late you were going to be. Now we really put messages up there that some are clever and some are creative, and then we'll rotate that with some really serious facts about how many children died on our highways last year.
Yeah.
We need to get that message
out there. Compelling.
That's
very compelling.
It is compelling. Where, if someone sent me a YouTube video last week where young people were talking about why they text and drive. I'm bored. I'm at a stoplight. I always answer my friends. Yeah. And then they had a young woman come out who'd been seriously injured and her parents had died because of that. You can't watch that and not think I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, I think people are just sort of pathologically addicted to their phones. It's a nervous reflex for people that if they're not looking down at their texts or, looking at who emailed them on their phone, it's a nervous reaction. It's something that can easily wait 10 minutes, 20 minutes, a half an hour until you get home. But it's a nervous tick in people. They can't stop it.
I think you're right, Dean. I just think of it as I go to dinner with my kids sometimes, and when their phone rings, they pick it up. It's not that they couldn't avoid it.
Yeah, or they just pick it up nervously for no reason.
They don't get dinner with dad that often, so let's wait and make sure things. But it's all over. I think you're right. It's just a natural response for people to want to be constantly in communication.
Is it feasible to have a unit? I guess I don't know if the Illinois State Police. I know City of Chicago's jurisdiction is not your jurisdiction on the highways for IDOT. But to have cars that are specifically on the roads, to when they see somebody on their phone, take their license number down, and they get a $100 ticket or $500 ticket or whatever, that's a pretty good motivation to stay off your phone.
It is. I think there's a lot of motivations we can use. Scaring people is one of them, these kind of stories that we hear. But enforcement works. You get a couple of tickets, you're going to quit doing it.
Right.
And I think we have worked with our state police and our local law enforcement partners to try to, for us to pay for additional officers out there that can do just that, that can be spotting this kind of behavior and starting to give tickets and hopefully changing the behavior of the drivers.
Yeah, because I've done as you have when I've seen people who are doing really dangerous things, not just on their phones, but they're swerving or about to cause an accident or something, and when I go by them, I wave my phone at them. And I think, well, I've just distracted myself by doing that, number one, and I don't know what kind of crazy's in the other car, and is he going to pull a gun out in reaction to my waving my phone at him? Why don't I just keep going and mind my own business?
Well, I think, I get what you're saying, but I think we all have a responsibility to really say to everybody, this is just not acceptable behavior.
Knock it off.
How do we change behavior? I mean, it starts with our kids. When our kids start telling mom and dad, you can't talk on the phone when you're driving, you'll see change.
Yeah, that's great. What other issues do you hope will be addressed in your safety summit next week?
Well, one of the things that we're talking about is entirely changing the culture of how we think about it. Minnesota DOT and their partners have this program called Towards Zero Fatalities. And we say, is zero realistic? Is zero a real number? And we've decided that zero is the number. That if it's not, who is it acceptable that they die? Or where is it acceptable to have a fatality? We need to change the whole culture that there is no acceptable fatality on our roadways. And we need to work towards that.
Yeah, this is Kathy on our phone line at 312-981-7200. Hi, Kathy. You're on with Secretary Blankenhorn.
Hello, Secretary. I'm honored to be speaking with you, and I'm honored to speak with you, Dean, as well.
My pleasure.
I really enjoy your show on Sunday, and thanks for stepping in today.
Sure.
I'm a teacher, and I know that a lot of times, and I just know from my own experience in driver's ed, that whatever that driver's ed teacher told me, I really listened to them. Put your hands in the 10-2 position, and all those things that were kind of drilled into my head stuck to my head. But I think maybe if like in the high schools and when kids are learning how to drive, if it was really, really stressed that it's very dangerous to be using the phone while you're driving, that might help, you know, future generations. It's such
can't
as
hurt.
When we tell people not to smoke.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see a lot of people smoking now because of that, you know, public announcements and things like that to get the kids. To have that mindset.
It certainly can't hurt.
Yeah, and we've talked about that, and we're working together with our schools and the Secretary of State, because I think that is a place. If we can get that word out early with our people that are learning to drive. The other is, though, that, you know, if you're a good driver, you take your driver's test when you're 16 or 18, and then you never take it again. We actually need to train people, and that's how we do that, how we get them to think differently, because when I took driver's ed, there were no phones.
Right.
So how do we make sure that this ongoing training to make sure we have safe drivers out there is really important? But I agree with you that it starts in the driver's ed class.
I'm going to be looking forward to hearing some of the ideas that come out of your summit. Is there a way that we can keep up, the public can keep up with the results of this, once you put it online, how we can watch it and participate?
Absolutely. You can get it through our website at www.dot.gov. And I think we will be continuing to reach out to people. We have, for example, right now on our dynamic message signs, we have a public contest going on.
Oh, great.
That they can tell us what should be up there. How can we get the word out better? So we want to engage the public in this because ultimately they're going to make the difference.
The weirdest thing I've ever seen anybody do, distracted driving. I'm on the Edens Expressway years ago. I'm driving along and I look over and there's the car next to me. The guy was playing the trumpet while he was driving. He's playing the trumpet. And I thought, well, I'm sort of impressed, I guess. But both of your hands are on the trumpet. So who's holding the wheel? He was like doing, obviously, using his legs or knees. So my message, if you're going to take my suggestion, don't trumpet and drive.
We'll put that right up there on the
message. Put that on the board on the Edens, because there's one guy out there that's been doing it. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. Illinois Department of Transportation Secretary Randy Blankenhorn. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Dean. You too.
Safe weekend. We'll be right back with more. Dean Richards on WGN.